Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind with Part 10 on how to manifest wealth through the power of your mind. I'm CJ Savage, also known as the Hypnosis Queen, and you will find some free hypnosis downloads and some other freebies on my blog at www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. Today we're going to continue from where we left off last week, and the key to the power is the key to the power, and then we're going to move on to the power and money, basically to teach you how to feel differently about money. There's a difference between the people who are struggling and are always living in turmoil and struggling and have problems and have lack than people who are successful and always have plenty and everything they want. Why is that? It's because people who are struggling and lack money are people who are focusing more on what they don't love than what they do love. And people who are successful and have plenty, have everything they want, then they focus on more on what they do love and not what they don't. So we're going to continue from last week, and because we ran short on time, and we probably will run short on time again today. I had to move the Saturday show from yesterday up to today to work with my plans from being out of town. Okay, last week we talked about how the key of play. Basically, you can just play or imagine or just be kind of like you were when you were a kid and be playful in the mind, imagining, and to play out in your mind what it is that you really want. Use your imagination. How do you play? Well, you do the same thing you did when you were a child. You use your imagination to create, like, make-believe games. It also goes hand-in-hand with, if you ever heard anyone say, fake it till you make it. Well, it's also the same as be careful what you wish for. If you ever knew someone who was always faking being sick so they wouldn't have to show up for work, eventually they become sick. They tried to act like they were sick and try to convince people they were sick, and then what happens? They become really sick. So, you know, that works both ways. Do you want to be sick, or do you want to be poor? Do you want to be rich? So if you pretend and play in your mind, your imagination, that you were rich, then you would think differently, you would feel differently, and so on and so forth. And before we ended last week, I gave you some different examples of even Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we all know who that is. He was a big bodybuilder in the world. He became a famous actor and eventually became governor of California. So I gave you those examples of some different ones. And basically, you have to realize that everything in this world begins with your mind, with your thinking, because your thoughts are things. And if you think they're not, then you do not understand anything that we're talking about. So everything begins the mind. Your thoughts are things. So you should be very careful with the thoughts that you think. When you think that they're your thoughts and it doesn't really matter what you think, you're wrong. Your thoughts are very powerful, and they travel out into space. They literally permeate and penetrate all the space and can travel, we know, for at least 250,000 miles. So choose your thoughts carefully and choose your words carefully. If you use your imagination, remember what I've told you 1,000 times, and that is, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve every time. Well, a belief is simply a chronic pattern of thought, right? Yes or yes. And so with your physical mind, if you think a thought enough times, eventually you will believe it. So if you think the thoughts that you want to believe, then you think them repeatedly, you will eventually believe it, right? Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve every single time. Abraham Lincoln once said, to believe in things that you can see and touch is no belief at all, but to believe in the unseen is a triumph and a blessing. think about that. Okay, we're going to continue and pick up where we left off last week. Basically, whatever it is that you want, use your imagination, create games and play. Use every prop that you can find to help you. And if you want to lose weight or have a better body, then create the games so that you feel as though that you have that body now. You can surround yourself with pictures of great bodies, but the trick is this. You must imagine that those bodies are yours. You can imagine and feel that you're looking at your body, not someone else's body. And over 20 years ago, I used to go on diets, and I would go on a diet, and I would try to figure out what I would eat and what would be good for me and what wasn't good for me. And then I would have cravings, and I would fold, and I just think, you know what, I'll start tomorrow. Well, before I was getting into hypnosis, Stephen Lavelle was my mentor, and he said to me one day, you can be hypnotized for anything you want. What would you like to be hypnotized for? I said, well, isn't that obvious? I want to lose weight. And he said, well, it'd be very easy. So I did. I was hypnotized to lose weight, and the whole entire time I thought I was so anxious and I wanted to work so badly that I didn't really even feel like it was working, but that day my eating habits changed completely. I never drank another soda, and I was a soda pop addict. I had Pepsi in my hand all the time. I stopped drinking soda. I also was a chocoholic. From that day on, I didn't like chocolate. I didn't drink soda, and I lost all the weight that I wanted to lose. It was a very gradual weight loss over time, but I just kept losing weight, taking it off instead of putting it on. And at that point, I simply never had to go on another diet. I don't worry about my weight. I eat anything and everything I want. The only thing is that the foods that I actually do crave and want are foods that are really good for me. Nutritious, low-calorie foods are much more appetizing and appealing than rich, heavy, greasy, sweet foods and things like that. But when I went through this process, I did this play, this imagination and play, acting in my mind. And one thing, back then, 20-some years ago, I cut out a picture of the woman, Bo Derek. And some of you may not even know who that is. You're too young. But Bo Derek made this famous commercial where she walked along the beach and she had all of her hair braided, like you get when you go on the islands. And she walked along the beach, and it was in a magazine one time. And I cut that picture out of her, and I took another picture of my face, my head, and I put it on her body. And I hung it above my desk, and I looked at it, kept thinking, that is going to be me. That is how I want to feel. That's how I want to look. And oddly enough, I got there. Well, I can't say that I actually have Bo Derek's body, but I'm a long ways from what I was. And I don't struggle with my weight at all. And the hypnosis really did work. I actually do that weight loss today. And you can actually get the CD, which is very professional. It's very thorough. And if you want to lose weight, you can very easily. And it works. But one way to speed it up is to find a picture of a body, because through hypnosis, you actually create your desired shape and size instead of just losing weight and taking the pounds off from wherever, like you do when you go on a diet. So you can more shape your body with hypnosis than if you just go on a diet. So putting your face on that body of a picture that you want to see is basically self-hypnosis. And we are all going through every minute of every day doing self-hypnosis. We are creating the life every single minute. We are creating our own life every minute of every day. We are all under some type of self-hypnosis because we listen to that self-talk. And if you listen to one particular thing or something enough times, it becomes a belief, and a belief becomes reality. Does that make sense to you yet? Jesus said, everything is possible for the person who believes. Some people are more like, well, show me. And if you can show me and you can prove it, then I'll believe it. But the fact is, if you can believe it, then it becomes a reality, does it not? And by the way, let me just say here real quickly that if you would like to call in at the end of the show at 2:30, you can call in. The guest call in number is 347-637-2998. In just about 50 minutes from now, you can call in. 347-637-2998. If I do not get any callers in, because I know I have a lot of more listeners listening to the recorded episode than that's on live. So if you do not call in, then I will continue for a little bit more. Whatever you want, use your imagination. Use props. Get pictures. Whatever it takes. Whatever it is that you want to focus on, whatever you want to have or whatever you want to do, you can set up like a visionary board and put pictures up there. And you have to look at it every day. But the real trick there is you have to feel as if you already have it. You don't worry about where it's going to come from. You don't worry about how you're going to get it. You just feel as if you already have achieved it or you already have it or you're already doing it. So it doesn't matter if you want to lose weight or you want to have more money. You have to really kind of use your imagination and focus on the good, the positive, and the things that you love and not what you don't love or the things that you don't want. Because if you get a bill in the mail and you go, oh, my God, and then you feel really bad, you're just going to get more bills. Does that make sense? Okay. In the future, you will see more and more discoveries about the power of our imagination. Already, scientists have discovered special mirror cells that activate the same areas in the brain when you imagine doing something as when you physically perform the action. In other words, simply by your playing and imagining what you want to experience, your brain immediately responds as if it's real. I think that's very interesting. Today, I'm going to take the lessons from Rhonda Byrne's The Magic and the Power, and also use some of Charles Hahnel's The Master Key System. So you, if you were wondering where I'm getting some of the best that I'm pulling all together here, if you're talking about something in the past or the future, you're imagining those things now. You're feeling those things now, and you're on that frequency now. And that's what the law of attraction is receiving. Remember, we've talked a lot about the law of attraction. It's very, very important to understand the law of attraction. It responds to your thoughts, your feelings, especially your feelings. It doesn't know right from wrong or good or bad. It responds all the time to everyone, whether you believe it or not, whether you think so or not. The law of attraction and the law of love are two very real universal laws. And if you learn to live with about 13 of these major laws, we'll say 11 major laws, the rest of them will all fall in place. When you're imagining your dream, the law of attraction is receiving it now. Remember, there is no time for the law of attraction. There is only this moment of now. If you experience a time delay in receiving what you want, it's only because of the time it takes you to get onto the same feeling frequency that your desire is actually on. And to get onto that same frequency as your desire, you have to feel the love of having your desire now. Pretend like you already have it. When you get yourself onto the same feeling frequency and you stay there, what your desire appears. Neville Goddard said, all you can possibly need or desire is already yours. Call your desires into being by imagining and feeling your wish fulfilled. Remember, you don't worry about where it's going to come from or how you're going to get it or where the money comes from or the resources. Basically, if you do that, you're saying to the universe that higher power, God, or source energy, you're saying, you know, I think I know better, so I'm going to argue with you here. I got to figure out where I'm going to get this instead of, you know what, you know more, you know better, you know everything, so the universe will find a way. And if you want something badly enough, and if it's for the good for all concerned, you'll get it. When you're really excited about anything that has happened and you feel amazing, Capture that energy and imagine your dream. Quick flashes of imagining and feeling your dream are all you need to harness the power of your excited feelings for whatever it is that you want. This is playing. This is fun. It's the joy of creating your life. So often, so many people focus more on what they don't want and worry about what they don't want, and that's exactly what they get. It might be, I can't stand that daughter-in-law of mine. She is such a biatch. And you know what? You get more of that. Try loving your daughter-in-law or your son-in-law, whoever it is, or whatever. And you know what? You end up just loving them as much as you would if they were your own kid. I have to say, I have to stop and brag because I have two wonderful son-in-laws I absolutely adore. They're both just, they're great dads, they're great husbands, they're great fathers. I mean, they're great son-in-laws. I love them like they're my own. They're really great guys. Here's some points of power, just some key points we're going to go over real quick, and then we're going to go right into the power in money. To use love as the ultimate power in your life, you must love like you have never loved before. Fall in love with the life. See only love, hear only love, speak only love, and feel love with all your heart. There is no limit, no ceiling to the amount of love that you can feel, and it is all inside of you. You are made of love. Tell the law of attraction what you love every day by singling out the things that you love and feeling them. To change the way you feel or to lift good feelings higher, make a mental list of everything that you love and adore. If you're having a hard time finding things that you love, then make a list. Sit down and make a written list of the things that you love and try to add things to that every single day. Or you can make a mental list while you're getting ready to take off for the day. You know, what do you love? I love the sunshine. I love my family. I love my friends. I love doing what I do, which is hypnotizing people and helping people to become healthier and happier. I mean, make a mental list. You can do that. Focus more on what you do love than what you don't love, and you're going to get more of what you do want. Does that make sense? To change the way you feel, to lift good feelings higher, make that mental list of everything that you love and adore. Your job is to love as much as possible every day. Make a conscientious effort to notice as many things around you that you love and as much as you can each and every day. Every time you feel grateful, you are giving love. Be grateful for everything that you've received in your life, past, present, and future. Your gratitude will multiply everything in your life. Gratitude is the bridge from negative feelings to harnessing the force of love. And I have given an entire show on gratitude. It's extremely important to be grateful. To be grateful, you will get more of it. To use the power of gratitude, practice it. When anything good happens to you in your day, give thanks. It doesn't matter how small it is, say thank you. And when you say thank you, feel it. Feel grateful. The more you feel gratitude, the more you feel the gratitude, the more love you give. And the more love you give, the more you receive. You have to give in order to receive. Every spare second is an opportunity to be grateful and multiply the things that you love. Then we talked about the keys of playing. When you play, you feel really good, and really good circumstances are going to come into your life. Seriousness brings serious circumstances. Life is supposed to be fun. The law of attraction doesn't know if you're imagining and playing, so whatever you give in imagination and play will become real. You think not? It does. It always does. Whatever it is that you want, use your imagination, use every prop you can find, and create games and play. Act as if you have it now. Whatever you imagine with feeling, you are giving to the law of attraction, and you must receive it. If you experience a delay in receiving what you want, it's only because of the time that it takes you to get onto that same feeling frequency as you desire. I'm going to say it again. If you experience a delay in receiving what it is that you really want, It's only because of the time that it takes you to get onto that very same feeling frequency as the desire that it is that you want. Whatever your desire, pretend like you already have it. And when you pretend like you have it, imagine how you would feel and feel those feelings. It's playing. It just simply, you know, if you were in a play, how would you feel? How would you convince the audience that you are rich and you have abundance if you're sitting there going, yeah, I'm really rich? I mean, really. When you're excited about anything and you feel amazing, capture that energy and imagine your dream. Okay, we're going to get right into the power and money. Mostly this is mostly from Rhonda Byrne's stuff. But you also have to realize that isn't it really always easier to feel negative and talk negative and be negative than it is to be positive? And isn't being negative or talking negative simply a bad habit? And bad habits can be broken. Well, you ever hear someone talk poor mouth all the time? Oh, I can't afford it. I don't have any money. I'm so broke. Well, if they talk that same enthusiasm about being rich, then they would get more money instead of more bills and more lack. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, poverty consists in feeling poor, and that is so true. How do you feel about money? How do you feel about money? Most people would say they love money, but if they don't have enough, they don't feel good about it at all. If a person has all the money that they need, they most certainly, well, they feel good about money, right? So you can tell how you feel about money, because if you don't have all you need, then you don't feel good about money. If you look out into the world, you will see that the majority of people don't feel good about money because the majority of the world's money and riches is in the hands of about 10% of the people. The only difference between the wealthy people and everyone else is that the wealthy people give more good feelings about money than they do about the bad feelings. It's as simple as that. Why is it that so many people feel bad about money? It's not because they never had any money. It's not because they never had money or because most of the people who have money begin with nothing. Oh, and also, let me just stop here. I'm trying to watch several different things going on here at one time. If you go on to www.blogtalkradio.com/thepowerofthesuperconscious mind, you will go on my website and you can join me in the chat room. If you go into the chat room, you can add comments or even ask questions, and I try to do the best I can here. I try to check on those comments, questions. I check it while I'm actually talking. So if I sound distracted, I may be. So the question is, the reason why so many people feel bad about money is that they have negative beliefs about money, and those negative beliefs were fed into their subconscious minds when they were children. Beliefs like, we can't afford that. Money is evil. Rich people must be dishonest. Wanting money is wrong and it's not spiritual. You ever heard, my mother used to say, money is the root of all evil. Well, that's not true at all. The love of money is the root of all evil if you worship money over and above everything else, your loved ones, and I've seen people do that. I've seen people who have actually given up their own child over $2,000. Never spoke to him ever again. That is way too much love for money. So if you have all these subconscious beliefs in your mind because people would say things to you that they shouldn't have said, and mainly these are in your subconscious mind because, again, if you hear something repeatedly, if you hear it enough times, then you come to actually believe it, which is sad. So if someone says, we can't afford that, or money is evil, well, that's wrong, and they shouldn't have said that. When you're a child, you accept just about everything that your parents or teachers or society tell you. And so without realizing it, you grow up having negative feelings about money. The irony is that at the same time that you're told that wanting money is wrong. You are told that you have to earn a living, even if it means doing work that you don't love. Maybe you were even told that there are only certain jobs that you can do to earn a living, and that it's a limited list. None of these things is true. The people that you told or who told you these things are innocent because they were passing on what they believed and felt was true. But because they believed it, the law of attraction made it true in their lives. Now you are learning that life works in a completely different way. If you're paying attention and you're listening to the show, then you're learning it works very differently. If you lack money in your life, it is because you are giving out more bad feelings than you are giving good feelings about money. When you realize there is nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you, said he was a founder of Taoism. When you realize there is nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you. That is by Leo Cruz. I come from a humble background, and even though my parents didn't want a lot of money, they struggled to make ends meet. So I grew up with a lot of negative beliefs about money, as most people do. I was told many times that if you want to have a lot of money, you have to work really hard. I was also told that there is a limited amount of money in this world. That is not true at all. There isn't any limit of money because money isn't real. And money is mostly in digital form or electronic form. It's, remember, I've talked about this. It is numbers, and it's only numbers. You receive a paycheck with a number written on a piece of paper. You don't receive your money in dollar bills and change. You receive a piece of paper, and that number is written on there. You take that paper to the bank, and you deposit that piece of paper, which you're actually depositing a number to add that number onto your bottom line in your bank account. So your bank account is all numbers. Everything is numbers. There's only 4% of the money in the world is actually handled and spent. 96% of the money in this world is not real. So I had to change myself completely so that money would not, I would have to say, so I don't repel money. And I have had some very challenging times over my lifetime, too. I've made huge amounts of money, and I've lost everything. I've had to start over at least twice. And you know what they say, you know, I've told you, when the lesson is learned, the experience is no longer needed. So think about that. Rhonda Byrne said, I could see that the people who had money not only attracted to themselves, but they also made money stick to themselves. If you took all the money in the world and you distributed it equally to every person, within a short time, all the money would be back in the hands of just a few percent, because the law of attraction must follow love. And so the few percent who feel good about money would magnetize it back to them. The force of love moves all the money and riches in the world, and it moves it according to law. Charles Handel said, this is an eternal and fundamental principle inherent in all things, in every system of philosophy, in every religion, and in every science. There is no getting away from the law of love. And that is so very true. You can see the law of attraction working when people win the lottery. I find this really amazing because we just had a huge, huge lottery. They give away $588 million. And so, therefore, all this information was just flooding the internet with about people who have won large amounts in the past. And oddly enough, new statistics show that almost all those people, the majority, not every one of them, but almost all of them, return back to their original state before they won any money, and about half of them became more broke than they were before they won any money at all. So you can see the law of attraction working when people win the lottery. They imagined and they felt with all their heart that they'd win the lottery. They spoke about it when they win the lottery, not if they win the lottery. And they planned and imagined that they would when they want. That's true, because all the people that won really large amounts of money had been interviewed, and they wrote these stories, but these people had always imagined what they would do when they won, not if they won, but when they won. And they won. But the statistics on the lottery winners show the real evidence of money sticking or not. Within a few years of winning that lottery, the majority of people have lost the money and are in more debt than before they won the lottery. I find that amazing. This happens because they used the law of attraction to win the lottery, but even when they received money, they didn't change how they felt, how they really felt about the money. And so what'd they do? They lost it all. The money just didn't stick to them. When you don't feel good about the money, you repel it. It will never stick to you. Even when you get some extra money you hadn't figured on receiving, in no time at all, you will find that it has slipped through your fingers. Bigger bills coming in, things break down, and unforeseen circumstances of every kind occur. All which drains you of money and takes it right out of your hands. One lady wrote the most amazing story that when she won, I think it was like $35 million, that the greed came out so strongly in every single person around her, every friend asked and begged for money and more money and more money, and her family was 10 times worse. And it was simply that she felt guilty if she didn't give them, and if she did give them money, then they only wanted more. And if she didn't give them more, then when she stopped giving them more, then they stopped speaking to her. And then when she gave her family members money, it was never enough because it wasn't divided equally. But all in all, when it was all over and done with and she went broke, basically she lost all her friends and more than half of her family wasn't even speaking to her. And she said the greed overwhelmed them, and no matter what she did, it was wrong. She felt guilt. And there was always the fighting and the battles. She said, people have to learn to say no. So when I win the lottery, I will say, no, I'm not giving anyone any money because I already have it all spent, because I will. I will simply give away who I want, when I want, anonymously. They won't get a check. They'll just get cold hard cash in the mail or something. I don't know. I'll just give it away that way. But the law of attraction actually works even with the lottery winners. It works with everyone all the time. So how they really felt about the money determined whether or not it was going to stick with them. And unfortunately, when you win large amounts of money and you have everyone after you, you start feeling kind of badly about the money that you have and how to do whatever you're going to do with it, or how to decide what to do with it, I guess you might say. Even when you get some extra money you hadn't figured on receiving in no time at all, you will find that it will slip through your fingers if you don't remain positive and feel really good about the money. It'll just go right through your fingers. It'll drain right out of your pocketbook. So what is it that makes money stick? It's love. How many times have we talked about love? Love is the very positive, powerful force of energy. And that's how you really make life work. It's love. Love is the attracting force that brings money, and love is also the power that makes money stick. It has nothing to do with whether you're a good person or not. That aspect of you is beyond any question whatsoever, because you are far more magnificent than you realize. But basically, it says it's not about whether you're good or bad, but, you know, if you're a really good person, won't you really feel more love than you would not love? You would not hate? So you have to give love and feel good about money to bring it to you and make it stick. Right now, if you lack money and your credit card debt is increasing, you have no sticking power and you are repelling money. It doesn't matter what financial state that you're in right now. It doesn't matter what financial state your business is in, your country, or the world is in. There is no such thing as a hopeless situation. There are people who lived during the Great Depression who thrived because they knew the law of love and attraction. They lived the law by imagining and feeling everything that they wanted, and they defied the circumstances that surrounded them, and that is actually true. There were many millionaires made during the Great Depression. Let our lives be good and times are good. We make our times such as we are, such as the times. The force of love can bring back, can bring through every single obstacle or situation. The force of love can break through every single obstacle or situation. World problems are no obstacle for the force of love. The law of attraction operates with the same power whether the times are up or down. It actually scares me to see so much backlash on this political, this last campaign that came out. The states, the majority of states have petitioned to break away from the United States because they do not want to be under the new president's rule. Or I should say the old president, now again is the new president. And so people are talking so negatively. What they don't realize is if they look at a situation in a more positive way, what would be a good positive thing to do instead of all the negative, it's just bringing more negativity into this country. It's just not good. I can just tell you it is not good. How can you change the way that you feel about money? When you change the way that you feel about money, the amount of money in your life will also change. The better you feel about money, the more money you magnetize to yourself, because that is the law of attraction. That's how the law of attraction works. If you don't have much money, then receiving bills won't make you feel good. But the moment you react negatively to like a big bill, you give bad feelings. And most surely you will receive even bigger bills. Whatever you give, you receive back. The most important thing is that when you pay your bills, you find a way, anyway, to make yourself feel good. I know some of you are thinking, what the heck? I get my bills. How am I going to feel good about it? But you can. Remember, it goes back to playing. Can you imagine and can you play? You can. Never pay your bills when you don't feel good, because you'll just bring bigger bills to you. To change what you're feeling, you need to use your imagination to turn your bills into something that makes you feel better. You can imagine maybe that they're really not bills at all. But instead, you've decided to donate that money to each company or person out of the goodness of your heart because of the wonderful service they provide. Imagine that your bills are checks that you're receiving. Or use gratitude and give thanks to the company who sent you the bill by thinking about how you've benefited from their service for electricity or being able to live in a home. You can write across the front of the bill when you pay it, thank you, paid. Yes, take your bills and write across it. Just write with a big marker or pen, thank you, mark it paid. If you don't have the money to pay the bill right away, write across the front of it, thank you for the money. The law of attraction doesn't question whether you imagine and feel it, that it's real or not. It responds to what you give, period. When you receive, like your salary or your paycheck, just be grateful for it, and it will multiply. If you're really grateful, how many of you are actually feeling grateful when you receive any money or your paycheck? You know what? You take it for granted. And the people that take it for granted or grumble that it's not enough to pay the bills, it's not worth working that job, it's the only job you have, whatever the case may be, you have to realize that you have to feel grateful for whatever money that you're getting to get more of it. But if you're grumbling and you're feeling very negative, that check may disappear. That check that you've been taking for granted to provide food and services for you may disappear. The job may come to an end. The job may close. It's really, really, really important that you feel grateful for any check or money that you actually get. So you imagine your bills that you're receiving as if they're checks. Pretend like they're checks. But you need to say, whenever you get a paycheck, feel grateful for it, and it will multiply. Most people don't even feel good when they're paid because they're so worried about how they're going to make their last paycheck or how they're going to make that paycheck last or how they're going to spread that paycheck into enough money to cover everything that they want to need. They miss an incredible opportunity to give love every time they're paid. When some money comes on into your hands, no matter how little it is, just be grateful. No matter how much money, even if it's very little, be grateful. Say thank you. And when you say thank you, don't just say thank you, feel. Feel it. Feel grateful. Remember, whatever you're grateful for multiplies. Gratitude is the great multiplier. Seize every moment that you are handling money to make money multiply by feeling good. Feel love when you pay for anything. Feel love when you hand over the money. Remember, you can take those bills and you can simply pretend like they're not bills at all. But instead, pretend as if you are donating money to that company because they provide such a wonderful service to you, like electricity. You get electricity and you're thinking, you know, I think I will donate $400 to this company this week. And when you do it, you're going to feel really good about it. Does that make any sense? Feel love when you hand over money. Feel love with all your heart by imagining how much your money is helping the company and the staff who work for the company. It will make you feel good about the money you're giving instead of feeling bad because you have less money. The difference between the two is the difference between having plenty of money and struggling with the money for the rest of your life. So you can either feel good or you can feel bad. It's just a choice, but you could better head start planning on playing and imagining and feeling as if you feel good about it when you pay a bill and pretend like you're just simply donating money to that company for the simple reason that they provided such a wonderful service or product to you. So when you do that, it's just the difference between the two is the difference between having plenty of money and struggling with money for the rest of your life. Here's a game that you can play so you can remember to feel good about money each time you handle it. Imagine a dollar bill. Imagine the front of the dollar bill as the positive side, which represents plenty of money. Imagine the back of the dollar bill as the negative side, representing the lack of money. Each time you handle money, deliberately flip the bill so the front is facing you. Put bills in your wallet with the front of the face of the bill facing you. And when you hand over the money, make sure the front is facing upward. By doing this, you're using money as your cue to remember to feel good about plenty of money. If you're using a credit card, then flip the credit card to the front where your name is, because the front of your credit card is telling you that there is an abundance of money and it has your name on it. When you pay for anything, as you hand over your credit card or money, imagine an abundance of money for the person you are handing it to and mean it. Whatever you give out, you receive back. Imagine that you're wealthy right now. Imagine that you have all the money that you need right now. How would you actually live your life differently? Think about all the things that you would do. How would you feel? You'd feel different because you would feel different. You would walk differently. You would talk differently. You would hold your body up in a very different way and you would move differently. You would react differently to everything. Your reaction to bills would be different. Your reaction to people, circumstances, events, and everything in your life would be different because you would feel different. You'd be relaxed. You'd have peace of mind. You'd feel happy. You would be easygoing about everything. You would enjoy every single day without giving any thought to tomorrow. That's the feeling that you want to capture. Remember, again, it's like playing, like when you were a child. Just simply play and pretend. And when you pretend, it will eventually become a reality. The law of attraction works for everyone all the time. But you would actually, if you were very, very wealthy, imagine right now if you had all the money in the world to do anything you wanted to do, wouldn't you act differently? Wouldn't you talk differently? Respond differently? You'd be a lot easier going. You'd be more relaxed. You'd be happier. You'd be laughing all the time and smiling all the time. You'd be walking on air. you would enjoy every single day without even giving a thought to tomorrow. That's the feeling that you want to capture. That is the feeling of love for money, and that feeling is magnificently sticky. Remember, any time you hear of another person receiving more money or success, especially after this big lottery drawing, $580 million that was split between two people, when you hear of that, did you get excited for them? Because if you did, then you're on the same frequency as what they are. And it is evidence that you're on a good frequency, so be as excited as if it were happening to you. Because your reaction to the news is everything. If you react with joy and excitement for the other person, then you are saying yes to more money and success for yourself. If you react by feeling disappointed or being envious or jealous that it's not happening to you because you bought, who knows, 200 tickets or whatever, if you bought a lot of tickets and it didn't happen to you, then your bad feelings are saying no to more money and success for yourself. And that's a fact because, again, that's the law of attraction and that's how it works. You hear, you go out and you buy all these tickets. You hope to win. You don't win. And so as soon as you find out that your ticket is not a winner, then did you feel bad? Was you jealous? Was you mad? Because if you were feeling that disappointment that it didn't happen to you, is saying no to more money and success for yourself. But if you hear of someone winning that lottery and you hear of company making real profits, be excited. Whether you hear of someone winning money or a company doing really well, then feel excited, be excited, and be happy for them. The fact that you heard the news tells you that you're on the same frequency and your reaction to feeling good feelings for those people says yes for you. Now, do you want to say yes to the law of attraction, or do you want to keep saying, no, 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 not me, don't give me any more? We have free will. Life's full of choices, and that's your choice. Rhonda Burns wrote a story, and she said, a few years ago, I reached an all-time low with money in my life. I had several credit cards that I had charged up. My apartment was mortgaged to the limit, and my company was in debt for millions of dollars because I was making a film called The Secret. I think my situation with money was about as bad as anyone's can get. I wanted money to finish the film. I knew the law of attraction, and I knew I had to feel good about the money to bring it to me. But it wasn't easy because every single day I was confronted by the mounting debt with people calling for money, and I had no idea how I was going to be able to pay off my staff's wages. So I took drastic action. Does this sound similar to any of you? Remotely familiar? She said, I walked into an ATM and I drew out several hundred dollars from my credit card account. I needed that money so badly to pay the bills and buy food, but I took the money in my hand, walked down this really busy street, and I gave money away to people on the street. I put a $50 bill in my hand, and as I walked, I looked at each person's face as they walked toward me, trying to decide who to give the money to. I wanted to give money to every single person, but I only had a certain amount. I let my heart choose, and I gave the money away to all kinds of people. It was the first time in my life I had felt love for money. But it wasn't the money itself that caused me to feel love. It was giving the money to people that made me feel love for money. It was a Friday, and afterwards I had tears of joy all weekend about how good it felt to give money. On Monday afternoon, something astounding happened. My bank account received $25,000 through the most incredible sequence of events. That $25,000 literally fell out of the sky into my life and into my bank account. I had bought some shares in a friend's company years earlier, and I had forgotten about them because they never increased in value. But that Monday morning, I received a phone call asking me if I would sell my shares as they had skyrocketed in value, and by Monday afternoon, the money for the shares was in my account. I didn't set out to give money away to bring more money to me. I gave it away so I would feel love about money. I want to change a lifetime of feeling bad about money. If I had given away that money in order to get money, it would have never worked, because it would have meant that I was motivated by feeling a lack of money, which is negative, instead of being motivated by love. But if you give money away and if you feel love when you give it, most surely it will return to you. One man wrote a check and donated $100 to a charity he felt really worthwhile. Within 10 hours of writing that check, he closed the largest sale he had ever had in his company. Mother Teresa said, "It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving." If you're struggling with money, in order to feel really good about money, you can send thoughts of abundance of money to the people who you pass on the street during that day. Just look at each one of their faces and imagine giving them plenty of money. And imagine their joy. Feel it. And then move on to the next person. It's a very simple thing to do. But if you really feel it, it will change how you feel about money. And it will change the circumstances of money in your life. It's the attractive force of love that moves all the money in the world, and whoever is giving love by feeling good is a magnet for love. You don't have to earn money to prove yourself. You are worthy of all the money you need right now. You're deserving. You are deserving of the money that you need right now, and you are meant to work for the joy of it. You're meant to work because it thrills and excites you. You're meant to work because you love it. And when you love what you do, money follows. If you're doing a job because you believe it's the only way you can earn money and you don't love it, you'll never bring money or the job that you love that way. The job you love exists now, and all you have to do is bring it to you, is to give love. Imagine and feel having the job now, and you will receive it. Look for everything that's good about that job that you have and love those things, because when you give love, everything you love follows. The job you love will walk right into your life. An unemployed man applied for a job he had always wanted. After applying for the job, he created a pretend offer letter from the company that included his salary and details of his job. He created a business card that with his name and the company's logo, and he looked at that card with feelings of gratitude that he actually worked for that company. He wrote congratulatory emails to himself every few days for getting the job. This man progressed through the phone interview to the face-to-face interviews with 10 people. He did this all in his mind. He was actually pretending. He was simply imagining this. 2 hours after his interviews, the company called with the news that he had had the job. This man received the job they had always wanted with a far greater salary than he had even written his imaginary offer letter. Even if you don't know what you want to do in your life, all you have to do is give love through good feelings, and you magnetize everything that you love to yourself. Your feelings of love will lead you to your purpose. Your dream job is on the frequency of love, and to receive it, you just have to get yourself there. Just use your imagination and pretend by feeling it as if it's already happened. Albert Schweitzer said, success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. Success in business operates exactly the same way. If you have a business, but it's not doing very well, and you want to change all that, then something's just not sticking about your business. The biggest thing that causes business to become unstuck is giving bad feelings about the lack of success. Even if the business has been going well, if you react with bad feelings when there's a slight dip, you will create a bigger downturn in your business. All the inspirations and ideas that will make your business skyrocket to levels that you can scarcely imagine are on the frequency of love. So you have to find ways to feel good about your business and get yourself onto the highest frequency that you can. Imagine, play, and create games, and just do whatever you can to lift your spirits and feel good. When you lift your feelings, you will lift your business in every part of your life, every day. Love everything that you see. Love everything around you. Love the success of other companies as though they were your own, as if it was your own success. If you feel really good about success, no matter whose success it is, you stick success to you. In business or whatever job your job or work that you do, make sure that you give an equal value to the money that you receive in profits or from your salary. And if you give less value than the money you receive, your business or your career will be doomed to failure. You simply can't take from anyone in life because you will take from yourself. At all times, give equal value for what you're receiving. The only way that you can be sure of doing that is to give more value than the money that you're receiving. If you give more value than the money that you're receiving, your business and career will take off. And I do believe that's true. Money is only a tool for you to experience the things that you love in life. When you think about the things that you can do with money, you will feel much more love and joy than when you think only of money. Imagine being with what you love, doing what you love, and having the things that you love, because you will feel far more love than you will if you just only think about money. If you do what you love and you do the best that you can, the money will follow. But if you do what you do based on how much money you keep thinking about, you focus on the money, what you're going to get, you're not going to make it. The attractive force of love has unlimited ways for you to receive what you want, and the only one of those ways involves money. Don't make the mistake of thinking that money is the only way that you can receive something. That is very limited thinking, and you will limit your life. Okay, we're at we're at the hour mark. So if you want to, if you have any comments or questions, you can either call in or you can go into the chat room and write your comments or questions, and if they're appropriate, I will address it. If you want to call in as a guest, if you have something to say, the guest line is 347-637-2998. If you would like to find out more about myself and my hypnosis and what it is I do, you can go to www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com, and that is www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. You will find out more information and my hypnosis at my blog there. You can also download any hypnosis audio now for a limited time for only $9.99 at www.cdbaby.com/artist Cheryl J. Savage. And that is www.cdbaby, that's compact disc baby, .com/artist/CHERYLJSAVAGE. CD Baby has compiled all of my, they're in the process, maybe they haven't finished it yet, but they're in the process of putting all my hypnosis audios under one link, which is the link I just gave you, the cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. Also, you'll find on there for a limited time, you can get the hypnosis download for $9.99, which is Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. You can email me with questions or comments at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And please, please, please do not send great big huge long letters. I don't have that much time. I get a lot of emails, a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot. So if you can just keep it brief, no more than a paragraph or half of a page maximum, then I can read it and get through it. Otherwise, if you send me a book to read, I'm probably not even going to get through it and will not even address it. If you like the show, The Power of the Superconscious Mind here on blogtalkradio.com, then please go to the page and like it, or you can follow, you can subscribe, so that the shows are send you an email of what's coming up and what we have going on. You can join me on the chat room if you wish during the shows and send in comments or questions. Okay, we're running out of time here, and we don't have much time left. And I'm sorry that I changed my regular time over to Sunday afternoon, which I don't usually do that, and hope I don't have to do that in the future. Charles Handel said, if you require love, try to realize that the only way to get love is by giving it, that the more you give, the more you will get. And the only way that you can give it is to fill yourself up with it until you become a magnet. We are all magnets. We are all human magnets. You're meant to have the money that you need to live a full life. You are not meant to be suffering from a lack of money, because suffering adds negativity to the world. The beauty of life is that when you put love first, all the money that you need to live a full life comes to you. I'm telling you, love rules. There is only one rule with money. You can never put money ahead of love. If you do, you violate the love's law of attraction, and you will suffer the consequences. If you did not hear that, it's the last point I'm going to make to you at the last of the show. There is one rule with money, that you can never put money ahead of love. Remember I said, my mother used to say, money was the root of all evil, and that was partially true because she left one main word out that made it true, and that is the root, or I should say the love of money is the root of all evil. You cannot put money ahead of love. If you do, you violate the love's law of attraction, and if you do that, you will suffer the consequences. Love must be the ruling force in your life. Nothing can ever be put above love. Money is a tool for you to use, and you bring it to yourself through love. But if you put money ahead of love in your life, it will cause you to receive a whole bunch of negative things. You can't give love for money and then walk around being rude and negative people, because if you do that, you open the door of negativity to walk into your relationships, health. Do you understand that? Happiness, whatever. You can't give love. You can't give love for money and then walk around being rude and being mean and negative to people, because if you do that, you're opening the door of negativity to walk into your relationships, your health, your happiness, your finances, everything. If you start being rude, mean, and hateful, then love has gone out the door, and basically you're inviting a lot of negativity into your life. And that is not how you're going to feel good about money, and that's not going to be how you're going to get what you want. So keep that in mind. Love is attracting force that brings money, and love is also the power that makes money stick. So when you are actually positive and loving and caring and you treat people good, then you're going to get more of it, if that makes any sense. Okay, when you pay your bills, find a way that any way that you can to make yourself feel good. Imagine your bills or checks that you're receiving, or use gratitude and give thanks to the company who sent you the bill, and just pretend like you're not paying a bill, that you're donating money, because you have enough to donate X amount of dollars to that company, and because they provide a really wonderful service or a really good product to you for whatever it is that you're getting. Just try to do that. Change the way that you feel about money. If you feel good about success, no matter whose success it is, you stick success to you. Give an equal value to the money that you receive through your profits or your salary, your paycheck. If you give more value than the money that you're receiving, your business and career will take off. Okay, I'm going to stop here. We're going to pick up next week, and we're going to talk about a little bit about power and relationships, and then we're going to talk about the things that you can do to make money come and flow into your life. Okay, I thank you for joining me, for listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, The Power of the Superconscious Mind. I'm going to give you the 7 steps. I think there's 7 steps. Yeah, the 7 steps to manifesting in your life. the 7 steps of manifesting, which is really actually very easy. It's very simple if you just know what to do. Thank you for joining me, and come back again. You can follow Blog Talk Radio here, The Power of the Superconscious Mind. Subscribe to it, and please like it if you like it. Thank you.